Craig, in terms of pathologists, can you comment a little bit on what Antonia was talking about in terms of time to fixation and some of the specimen processing issues you think that hospitals should be looking at?
I'll give what I think is a routine average strategy for doing that. So a piece of tissue comes out of a patient from a surgical excision, so it's a relatively big piece of tissue. It could even be a mastectomy. Well, as soon as you do that, you've removed the blood supply and so on from these cells. They rapidly start to autolyze and die, and they've got all kinds of enzymes in them that they begin to digest themselves. So the proteins and the RNA and the DNA at different rates start falling apart. That is an unpredictable process. We really don't know the kinetics of it very well. We just know that the longer it's not fixed, the worse it is. Then it goes to the pathology lab, ideally. What really happens, though, is it often goes to the radiologist who does a mammogram looking to confirm that the microcalcification's there, and that might take 15 to 30 minutes. Then it goes to the pathology receiving area, unfixed, it's still fresh, rotting. It goes to the receiving area where it gets logged in, and that's a very critical step because it's the chain of custody, the legal chain of custody. You have to make sure that the test results and the tests on that patient get done on the right piece of tissue. Then it goes to technicians or pathologists who actually ink the tissue so they can assess margins after they cut it and submit blocks, slice it often like you slice a loaf of bread, closely examine with your eyes and your hands the tissue to see if you can identify the area of the tumor. Tumors often manifest themselves by being a hard lump, and you can see many of them. Sometimes you can't. And then you take the appropriate small samples from those, including margins and tumor and so on, and they get sent to the histology laboratory. Now, once you take the sections, they immediately go into fixative. That's when you stop this autolytic process.
So where does the weekend fit in?
Well, the weekend can fit in different ways, but basically the weekend fits in where it takes much longer. The process I just described.
So what happens, in other words, are you saying that the tumor will sit the entire weekend and not go into formalin?
Well, we hope that doesn't happen. It usually gets put into formalin, but it doesn't get sliced very well. Sometimes it doesn't get sliced at all. A typical scenario is the operating room nurse drops the entire piece of tissue in a big bucket of formalin, but formalin can't permeate within the tissue very quickly.
So then it waits until Monday and then they slice it?
Right.
Now what about?
So the outside's overfixed, the inside's underfixed.
Now what about, do we know in general that if the tumor is removed on Thursday, it gets done by Friday, or can that go also?
That's a controllable process.
But do we know what actually is happening?
It would be different in different laboratories.
So there might be hospitals where a tumor is excised on a Wednesday and doesn't get sliced till Monday.
That would probably be a rare occurrence, but I'm sure it happens. It's more likely the Friday to Monday situation is the common one.
Is that out there in the literature? Was that in your paper, Tony? I'm not sure I remember seeing
that. We don't have a lot of references on this, but actually Liz Hammond
is going to publish
Utah.
She
had a presentation at San Antonio where she has a reference lab in Salt Lake City, and she looked into the percentage of ER positivity in the homogeneous population across these seven labs. And the percentage of ER positivity range in that population anywhere from 17 to 26%. And she's responsible for the analytical component. Once the specimen arrives.
So did she report based on what day of the week it was taken?
So she reported by hospital showing a variability, which tells you that there might be the acquisition of the tissue until it gets to the lab for fixation, that pre-analytical variability. And she also reported by specimens that were processed Mondays through Thursday and Friday. And when she compared the ER positivity of those two groups, the specimens that were surgeries done on Friday had a lower percentage of ER positivity compared to Monday through Thursday.